This is a CKTZ News Update. Bruno Pereira has been at the helm of Katzenwagis, or QXMC, for just over 3 years. It's the corporation the Clahoos First Nation on Cortez Island established to run and oversee its business interests. Under Pereira's guidance, these have expanded significantly over the past few years. They include tourism, forestry, aquaculture, and transportation. Pereira was hired in 2019 to bring attention to the corporation's structure, acquisitions, and efficiency. He believes engagement is key, firstly with the Clahoos Nation's council and citizens, as well as the broader community. Now, after just over 3 years, he feels ready to move on.
The reasons were motivated by a lot of things. Since the beginning, once I reached Cortez, once I started with Cortez, my plan was to make things happen, for lack of a better word, within 3 to 4 years. There's also personal reasons in terms of the relationship, right? The girlfriend, the partner being still back east. The graft didn't take in BC as we would hope for. So that also played in my decision. But it's been, in my mind, in my heart, I knew it. I would probably go back after 3-4 years. That being said, I leave a part of myself behind for sure. I consider Clahoos, I consider Cortez my home, my second home now. And it's a bit of a bittersweet situation, but I feel good. I feel good and at peace with what we've accomplished as a team.
Speaking of which, how do you feel you're leaving the corporation considering where you found it?
Light years away from where we found it. I was brought in by Chief and Council back in April or May 2019 to basically restructure and build a corporation. Back then, we had very little going for us. Unfortunately, there was years of maybe, without getting too much in detail, but I was in mismanagement of the corporation. Forestry was also in embargo and hiatus because of due to over quotas happening the previous year. So we were basically, we didn't have much. We didn't have much. I was the only employee back then. And slowly but surely, we transformed the corporation. We gave it an identity throughout all the new businesses and the rebranding of the corporation as well. So that was really one of my key missions, was to give some proud back to the Clahoos members about their corporation, to bring back the corporation to Cortez and make it their, and make it theirs, basically. I think they felt a distance between the members of the community and the corporation, and today I feel we're much closer in terms of the relationship. We understand the role of the corporation, which is the business arm of the community, but at the same time, we're present on social media. We have counselors sitting on the board. I was there. My office was literally in the chief's office, so yeah, I'm really happy that we brought back that proximity between the corporation and the community, and also that we built a proper corporation. And by that, the idea, the plan was to, like I said, bring pride, bring culture, but we also bring needed businesses. We started mostly with tourism, but that was a big move. It really gave us the insight we needed. If we wanted to commit to tourism, we needed to invest in accommodation and logistics, meaning transport. That's where the game is. The money was retain your clients and control your narrative. And that's what we did slowly by acquiring the resort, the host resort, which was formerly known as Humphrey Lodge. That's what we did as well by building a brand new vessel, the Goat One, the water taxi. And now we're just continuing. We're on the roll. We recently purchased the Gorge on Cortez. And with these elements, we now have something that we can call a tourism industry, tourism activities. And that I'm super proud of. And then what else we did is that we took all over a little bit more of the operations in forestry. So we now control much more and much better our operations. We're in the know now. And that's also very encouraging for the future. It's very promising. And the other industry that I really had on my to-do list, that really had it in my heart, was the aquaculture. I really pushed as much as I could to get into seaweed. I think it's a movement that we have to be in to be early adopters. And even more than adopters, like, we are a part of it. And also, we had a lot of 10 years that were dormant. We were not exploiting them at all, actually. And so we started a since we've come a long way. We have, I was the only employee. I think we're close to 85 now with the seasonal employees.
When you talk about the evolution of Katzenregis, is it also fair to say, Bruno, that what you have helped to improve is the accountability?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one goes with the other. If you want to be taken seriously, if you want to thrive and be someone and be sitting at the table of the big guys, because I often use this analogy when it came to tourism. So yeah, if you want to be where the fun is and where the serious business is, you have to be serious also on your side. Everybody's more accountable. Yes, that's part of building a structure. That's part of defining clear roles, clear responsibilities. And evidently, within the three first years, we saw changes and we saw evolution at a pace that we probably won't see in the future, which is normal, right? The change was so needed, so big at first, but now that we've reached our cruising speed, the big investments, big purchases probably will come more sporadically, which is a good thing as well. We have to invest a lot in assets. We have to spend and invest a lot in expenditures, basically. But yeah, so now that we've been through that very steep curve, now we're hitting a plateau, a comfortable zone, where now we have a hierarchy in place. We have specific roles. It's not one person doing five things, which makes accountability, like you were saying, much more difficult when you're in a hyper-growing phase. But now that things are calmer, we're still growing, we're still going. But yeah, it's much more easier to put positions, fill those positions with people, and have a clear communication path between all those positions. I don't like too much the term hierarchy. I prefer team, as we're all. And that's one thing that I really make sure that we had at Katzenregis is everybody speaks with everybody. It's no, oh, I need to ask this one because I can't talk to this guy. It's too high. No, the door is open. The emails are open. Everybody talks. We're one big family, one big team. But yes, accountability, seriousness is definitely part, is one of those pillars in this new culture identity, branding identity.
And I imagine that with that improved structure, of course, then you have a much higher degree of transparency.
That's essential. Transparency was my goal. Again, transparency, you can see transparency in many layers in the corporation nowadays. It started by moving the office back to Cortez. It started by having the door open in my office to anyone who had any question. It continues with having counselors on the board. It continues with social media, with having communication channels with any and of the corporation. So yes, transparency. I'm happy you bring this up. Transparency is key in our operations. Evidently, there's some information. Sometimes people ask, what about this contract? Are we, for the good and the sake of the corporation, sometimes we cannot reveal all the details of negotiations or a specific situation that we're going through. But, and that's to protect, again, negotiations or any more private information that we may need to protect. But besides that, transparency has to be there. Trust, transparency brings a good dynamic, brings a continuous flow. There's less interruption and in the way we do things, and that's what we want to have. We want to have something that is seamless, something that doesn't have too much obstacles in terms of daily operations, and it's not easy, right?
Pereira says when he took up the reins of Katzenregis in 2019, revenues were marginal at best. Now the corporation is averaging between $8 and $10 million a year in gross revenue. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.